I want to ask you also about the paper presented at the last ASH meeting, First Author Figueroa, that you are co-author on, looking at epigenetic deregulation with MDS compared to AML. You want to translate that one for me?
Well, I can try. You know, the interest in epigenetics in MDS in particular, I mean, obviously it's a very hot area of science and in cancer biology. The reason MDS has been looked at for epigenetic biology and impact probably more intensively than many other cancers at this point is because of the activity of azacitidine. So these drugs have been studied in MDS since the late 80s. They were known to be clinically active, and we know that they are DNA methyltransferase inhibitors and lead to reversal of DNA methylation of promoter regions in vitro, at any rate. So it was assumed that that's how these drugs work clinically. Therefore, abnormal epigenetics, particularly DNA methylation, must be important in the biology of MDS or in the malignant behavior of MDS. Now, in fact, we don't know that that's true at all. So while we can show in patients receiving these drugs that methylated genes may have their promoter methylation reversed with therapy, we don't know that that's really what's causing response at all at this point. And up until recently, the way that this was approached for the most part was to take certain targeted genes, which are potentially biologically important, for instance, tumor suppressor genes, and which are known to be frequently methylated in myeloid malignancies, and to look at the methylation of these specific genes and how they change with therapy. Now, there's nothing to say that the genes that we've picked somewhat arbitrarily are really the right genes to look at all. So what Dr. Figueroa, who's in Ari Melnick's group, originally at Albert Einstein, now at the Weill Cornell Medical College, they've used a genomics-based methylation platform that's called the HELP assay. And it looks at about 30,000 promoter regions across the genome for their methylation status. And they've looked at normal CD34 positive cells. They've looked at samples from normal karyotype de novo AML that was obtained from a cell bank from the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group. And they've looked at MDS, high-risk MDS and MDS-related AML from a phase 1 trial that I ran using this platform. And what they showed was that the MDS and MDS-related AML had much more significant methylation across the genome than did either normal CD34 positive cells or de novo AMLs. And it would appear that there was a very significant methylation signature that potentially could help differentiate de novo AML from MDS-related AML.
Any other implications of that in terms of therapeutic strategies?
You know, not clear. They looked at a few of our patients who had been treated on a phase 1 trial combining azacitidine with a histone deacetylase inhibitor formerly known as MS-275, now known as entinostat. And they just looked at a couple of time points during the first cycle of therapy, and we showed that there were 610 genes whose methylation dramatically reversed by day 14 of the first cycle of therapy. But there weren't enough patients to be able to look at a correlation between change in methylation pattern and clinical response. And that's a study that we're currently doing in the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group, actually in the U.S. intergroup led by ECOG, in a randomized trial comparing this combination of azacitidine and entinostat to azacitidine alone.
And you're the PI on that?
I am. Mm-hmm.